don't think there's any bigger breaking news than this.
Stunner. You want me to read the tweet? I just found it.
Barry found the tweet. I did too. And let's just say this. Texans fans right now are popping the top on whatever their favorite beverage
Holy
is.
Cow.
And now you are free to pull off the road.
Yeah.
If you are driving right now, pull off the side of the road to wait till we get to the breaking news.
Yeah. Texans trade Brock Osweiler in a 2018 second round pick to the Cleveland Browns. What?
Beautiful,
party.
Nick.
I tell you what. We were just saying, I hope they have a plan, and mocking the fact that they may not. I don't have words yet. Like, literally, this is about 30 seconds old to us. The tweet is literally not even a minute old. If Adam Schefter is correct, and now we need to verify this. We want to find this out. But the Texans trade Osweiler and a second-round pick to Cleveland Browns.
In next year's draft.
Yeah, 2018.
Important. Yeah, so you don't get hurt this year.
So he doesn't say who his sources are. He just says that sources tell ESPN. Now, we got to wait and find out if this is true, guys, but...
Adam Schefter don't play.
Yeah,
he
can't with ESPN. He's not going to do that unless it's legit.
Here we go. Okay, so here's a Facebook post that backs this up from a minute ago. I'm going to read this verbatim because I don't want to screw this up. NFL stunner: Texans trade QB Brock Osweiler and a 2018 second round pick to Cleveland for the Browns to take Osweiler's $16 million salary off Houston's books, per league sources. The move clears out millions in salary cap space for Houston to intensify efforts to sign former Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo, per sources. To be exact, Houston saves $16 million in cash and $10 million against their cap this season. The Texans also will get the Browns' fourth-round pick this year in exchange for their own sixth-round pick. So keep that in mind.
That's actually a win for the Texans right there, too.
They get the fourth-round pick this year in exchange for the sixth-round pick. So Cleveland gets Osweiler's contract, a 2018 second-round pick, and a 2017 sixth-round pick. And Houston gets Cleveland's 2017 fourth-round pick, saves $10 million in salary cap space, and $16 million in cash.
Bye, Felicia.
And if you can't celebrate this, Nick, you hit the music right on the head. But everyone in Houston, right? I mean, everybody should have the rest of the day off.
Stunned.
Everyone should get the rest of the day off so they could absorb all of this, take it all in, and be as happy as possible. Because this is the best-case scenario you could have ever asked for, and it was just delivered and dropped right in your lap. That is stunning to say the least, but dare I say phenomenal.
The Texas Tiger tweets out, good Lord, the Browns are stupid. Well,
are they, though? 1 year, they had all the money in the world. They were going nowhere next year anyway.
This is the most Browns thing they could have done. The only thing they could have done worse would be bring back Manziel or sign Vince Young. They're like, hey, I got an idea. Let's find the crappiest quarterback with the worst contract. We're getting that guy. That's what we're gonna do.
But we can sell this by saying we bolstered the offensive line with a couple guys we signed, and now we can kick the tires on them, and then if it doesn't work out, we can just let them go.
Listen, man, streaks were made to be broken, but not this time. We're gonna suck again. Dude, if I was a Browns fan,
you gotta be furious, right?
Oh,
you better be.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Anything less than furious, you're not a Browns fan.
You got RG3 on the cheap if you really want to suck, but you're doing it and paying him.
Let me tell you what. I will go as far as to say this right now. I don't even care if this fails, if this plan fails to land a free agent quarterback. I think they're much better off with Savage because they're out of this contract
now. Without question.
At least, not that Tom Savage is anything great. He couldn't crack the top three coming from a fourth-round pick, and that's fine. I'm more excited for this team because they're out of that contract.
Everyone should be.
Listen, as far as moves go, if you're going to chastise them for Brock Osweiler, you guys were just laughing about the fact that they had a plan. You've got to give a hell of a lot of credit to Rick Smith to be able to pull this off. There is some real wizardry going on. I don't know if he channeled the Force and did these aren't the droids you're looking for to the Browns, or this is the QB you want. Like, I don't know what he did, but you can talk all the smack you want about the other stuff he's done, but he made right by that terrible signing with Brock Osweiler with this move.
I'm just, without a doubt. I'm flabbergasted. I can't believe anybody would take him off of the Texans' hands and essentially, not that it's, and help the Texans in more ways than one. They get a fourth round pick this year, they get more cap space, and they get rid of their biggest problem.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Yeah. I mean, now what you look at is if the Cowboys are correct in saying they're going to trade Romo, now you can absorb that contract. And somebody sent me a message, and I've got to go look at Romo's contract again because I haven't looked at it a while, but they were saying Romo's deal is very tradable, $14 million for 2017, and basically team options for 18 and 19. And if that is the case, then this was all around. Rick Smith was playing chess this instead of checkers this year.
Now,
in free agency.
Now, Jason Aber does make a good point. One, it's a shame they couldn't have done that and still taken a shot to keep Bouye. But now here's his comment at the end, which at least made me think. He said, "Now go get Cousins." The biggest thing with Cousins is he's been on their radar before. So yes, it could be Romo, but and you know what? Of the two, I've never been a Kirk Cousins fan. I don't know where you guys stand on this. But, man, I don't know that I want to, because you know Kirk Cousins is going to be looking for a long-term deal.
Yeah.
You willing to give Kirk Cousins, you know, $19, $20 million a year for to 5 years?
I don't know.
I don't know that I am.
Josh Rapp said, essentially, Rick Smith just secured his job for the next 10 years. No, play, it was already secure.
He did that with the Rolex for the McNairs last year for Christmas. Yeah. Once they got the gifts, that's the gift they kept on giving. He's been secure for a long time.
I don't know who this is. Matthew Canada on Twitter made a tweet that was like, Texans GM, man, we'd love to get rid of Brock Osweiler, but no team's dumb enough to trade Bill O'Brien. Did you try the Browns? 10 minutes later, stunner, Texans trade Osweiler. Yeah, I can see that's how that's going down, or that's how that went down. Like, I'm just, dude, if I'm a Browns fan, I'm in the car, in the garage, the door's down, the window's down, just letting it slowly seep in. Just slowly sucking
that. This is
that
like
exhaust.
Luther Campbell and the Two Live Crew always said. When you can't trade him anywhere else, doo-doo Browns. The doo-doo Browns have done it, and boy, I'll tell you what. All of you guys should start your Christmas cards early this year. Start sending gifts, thank you notes, and Christmas cards to the Cleveland Browns. That is unreal.
I'm telling you, that's the thing. That's my takeaway from all this. Yes, they get out of the cap. Yes, they get. But you know what? We on this show, at least, how about we have a moratorium on bashing Rick Smith at least through the summer?
Why are you looking at me?
I don't care what he does.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't care what he does. This dude just literally pulled off a miracle. Hail Mary, and it connected in the end zone. Touchdown. Amazing.
Yeah, without being in church or being somewhere near the holidays, the miracle on Kirby just happened. So you better rejoice if you're a Texans fan, because, I mean, you just got out of purgatory and the gates are open and they got, boy, there's a lot to happen
here.
Got
a text from Justin. It really sounds like Daryl Morey helped Rick Smith.
you never know. Okay, so Jason, we see you. We'll get to you. But again, breaking news, Brock Osweiler no longer a Texan. Brock Osweiler now on his way to the metropolis Cleveland. They are now again officially, I thought about that when you were talking, officially back at being the mistake by the lake in terms of the NFL. But their mistake, the Texans gain, no more Brock. And a lot more money to spend in free agency and or otherwise. So it's about to get a lot more interesting in Houston. We'll get back to a lot more in just a second. ESPN 97.5.